During the first annual State of Black and Brown Wisconsin address, several members of the newly established Black and Latino Caucus in the state legislature outlined challenges facing Black and Latino Wisconsinites. Among the lawmakers' concerns were disparities that minority children face in the state. Those include unequal access to education, health care, and higher rates of incarceration in the juvenile justice system. Our next guest is here to talk about those disparities and what the state can do to turn things around. Senator LaTanya Johnson is a Democrat representing Wisconsin's 6th Senate District, which includes Milwaukee. Senator Johnson, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you for having me.
Well, big picture, why do you see Wisconsin as a poor place to raise Black and Latino children?
Because the disparities among those racial lines compared to their white counterparts is so large. For example, when you talk about poverty among children of color and children and white children, in 2014, statistics showed that 49% of African American children were living below the poverty level, 35% for Hispanic children, but only 11% for white children. And we know that poverty is the gateway to almost all disparaging statistics among children of color and white children, because those children lack the resources necessary to move them out of poverty.
And is this something you hear from your constituents about, these gaps here in Wisconsin?
Not only is it something that I hear, it's something that I see. You know, as the senator for the 6th Senate District, I have the privilege of representing one of the richest districts in the city of Milwaukee, which is the Wisconsin Center District, but also one of the poorest zip codes in this state, which is 53206. And to look at some of those neighborhoods and to know that the children that are living in those neighborhoods, their outcomes are going to be so different from, say, a child living in 53222 versus a child living in 53206. And a child's zip code should not dictate their opportunities for success.
Let's get into some possible legislative solutions and break it down into some different areas. First of all, economic disparities. What, on the state level, what can be done to help address some of these gaps?
There's a lot that can be done on the state level. We can pinpoint those areas and those zip codes, and not just for our inner city communities, but also for our rural communities that are hardest hit by poverty, and target our resources toward those areas. I'm happy to say that MATC and the University of Wisconsin-Madison, their Promise Scholarship and their Bucky's promise to give these children access to free education, higher education, is huge, because we know one of the hurdles for children living in poverty to be able to access higher education is money, and eliminating those barriers are something that we can do. Also, pinpointing professionals to help deal with those populations, whether that has to do with trauma-informed care, changes to their environment to make sure that they have adequate health care, and just the provisions that they need for daily life, such as making sure that they have adequate housing. We see so many children, especially in the city of Milwaukee, who are impoverished, also living in dilapidated housing. And those houses, are infested with lead paint, lead pipes. They're in unsafe neighborhoods. Just making sure that all children have access to housing, but quality housing, and making sure that we do something to combat the homelessness and the eviction rate.
You mentioned higher education. How about K-12 education? Are there changes that need to be made there?
Yes, there are, because so many of those impoverished neighborhoods, their property values are significantly low. You see a higher amount of foreclosures, vacant housing. So those schools can't pull from those resources. Making sure that we don't leave our private partners out, making sure that the state is doing enough to foster those relationships, because Milwaukee has phenomenal businesses that are in that area that could help out with the poverty in the schools. But we need to remember our rural schools, too, because they see a lot of poverty as well, even though the population for minority kids are not as high as, say, the city of Milwaukee or Dane County or Racine.
You've mentioned similar problems in rural and urban areas. Do you see something that do you see things you can work on maybe with rural lawmakers, maybe even Republican lawmakers who represent those areas?
I do. Loan forgiveness programs would be wonderful in those areas. We know for a fact that this state lacks teachers. We lack psychiatrists, psychologists. We lack social workers. Making sure that the students that we attract here for higher education at University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee or the University of Wisconsin-Madison, making sure that we do things to keep those students here. Loan forgiveness is huge. Our student loan rate is so tremendous. Making sure that these kids can come out and be able to work, but also get some of that loan debt paid off would do a significant amount to make sure that we can keep those professionals here once they obtain those degrees.
We're talking to Senator LaTanya Johnson from Milwaukee, looking at disparities, economic, educational, and other, between people of color and white people, children in particular. And a big issue, Senator Johnson, in recent years, really, is juvenile detention, the controversies at the Lincoln Hills School for Boys and Copper Lake School for Girls. Changes, it looks like, are in the works. What are you seeing going on there?
Well, we're hoping that we can get Lincoln Hills closed as soon as possible for our juveniles. One key to making sure that the recidivism rate is not high for juveniles is access to programs that will change that behavior and help to combat some of the environments that these children come from. The one thing that we do know is that 30% of individuals in adult prisons have spent some time in foster care. But when you look at your juvenile detention rates, it's even higher than that. It's upwards of over 50% of kids have spent some time in our foster care system. So making sure that our foster care system works so we don't see those children in juvenile detention, and making sure that if those children do get to our juvenile detention system, that they have adequate programming to make sure that they don't go on to our adult prison system. So making sure that we make corrective measures to Lincoln Hills is extremely, extremely important. And we want to create some type of system that will allow those families to be able to visit on a regular basis, because that's going to be key to making sure that those kids do not become repeat offenders.
One other disparity we've seen studies on over the last 5-10 years is in health. Are there issues in health disparities that you're looking to tackle?
Yes, there are, especially in infant mortality rates. When you look at African-American children, they account for 24% of infant mortalities, but they only account for 10% of the total births. That's huge. A study in 2010 said that white people in Wisconsin experienced an infant mortality rate of 4.9 deaths per 1,000 live births. But when you look at African Americans, they experience 13.9 deaths per 1,000 live births. So that's huge. This disparity among our infant mortalities are significant, and they are not something that you should be seeing in a productive city. And it's something that needs to be challenged.
We've talked about education, health, incarceration, economics. We see studies again and again over the years showing large disparities in all of those areas. Do you feel like there's a sense of urgency in Wisconsin to deal with these problems?
I don't see a sense of urgency to deal with these problems, because these problems didn't develop overnight. They started with a slow trickle, and now they've just grown to an enormous scalp that's staining this state's record. When you look at nearly 90% of all African Americans in this state live in only six counties. That's Milwaukee, Dane, Racine, Kenosha, Rock, and Waukesha. Just six counties. We should be doing better than what we're doing, but we're not. And the question is why. I think that for a very long time, for at least the last 8 to 10 years, we have neglected to make sure that these individuals and these basically races get the help that they need to become productive members of society and contribute more than what to reach their full potential. I'll just put that out there. And we know that our minority populations are growing. They're growing significantly, and they're growing at a fast pace. So we need to make sure that the resources are there. And for whatever reason, I don't think that this body has done enough to make sure that those resources are available.
Earlier this month, you and some of your colleagues from the Black and Latino Caucus in the state legislature, what are you hoping to accomplish with this new caucus?
We're hoping to tackle some of these very difficult issues. I know for myself, as an elected official, I take these numbers very seriously. I take them seriously because I don't want to live in a state that shows preference to one race over another. But I take these numbers to heart because the children that these numbers are affecting look like me. And so it's my responsibility to make sure that we are doing more, and I'm trying everything that I can. Now, that's not to say that we aren't doing anything. We are. But are we doing enough? The answer is no.
Senator Johnson, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you.
That's State Senator LaTanya Johnson, a Democrat from Milwaukee. She joined us to talk about issues facing Black and Latino children in Wisconsin and what the state can do to turn things around.